PFT Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Orlando Opinions. My name is Mark Baratelli. I've had some alcohol, and I'm going to try to get through this as best I can. Just because I've been drinking doesn't mean I don't have opinions. It just means my words are going to be slurred. Topic number one, farmers market recap. So if you live in a hole, you don't know that. And if you live in a hole, it's okay. Don't have low self-esteem. It's fine. People live in holes. It doesn't mean you're going to live in a hole the rest of your life. And if anyone says anything negative about you living in a hole, tell them to fuck off. Holes are fine. You're living. Farmers market. So we did this thing called indoor farmers market on June 9th. And this was 3 months of my life culminating in a 4-hour event. To say it was a success would be a truth. It was good. 1,591 people walked through the door. We had a line that snaked out the front door, which was about 3/4, anyways, all the way down the block, around the corner, and a little bit on another block. A line. People waiting. That's right. People waiting to get into a farmer's market, waiting in line. And look, the thing about it is I read a story yesterday about a guy who waited 10 hours to get on Hagrid's horrible motorbike crossroads thing at Universal. There's nothing dumb about waiting in a line if you're in line and you're into the thing that you're waiting for. I mean, think about people that go to that Comic-Con thing. They wait in line. My perception is you're waiting in line, you know, to get the autograph from Juice Newton. You're waiting to get in line and get the autograph from Bob Newhart. You know, all the big relevant celebrities. So if someone's waiting in a line for a farmer's market, you could just go, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But if you're into farmer's markets and the farmer's market is giving you something that does not exist anywhere else and is doing a really good job of it and has excellent vendors and you're into food, it makes perfect sense. So don't line shame anyone who was waiting in that line. I will tell you, as the producer of the event, I did not expect the line. And I wasn't ready to, at that time, to know what to do with it. Now I do. I've done some research. And actually, I read multiple articles about how they handle the crowd control and lines at the new Star Wars land at Disneyland in California. And they have some really innovative things that they do that I'm actually going to potentially enact. I don't want to give it all away or say I'm going to do something because who knows, I might change my mind. But I really did look and see what bigger companies, bigger things in different industries do to handle this because, you know, some people are fine waiting in lines and they have a good time and they come back and it doesn't leave a stain on the brand. But then other events, the line is seen as something weird, something that never exists in the universe, and then people don't want to come back to the event. So I have to make that, I have to change and shift to make sure that people want to come back and understand that waiting in line is a value. And I'm researching to figure out how to do that. It's very important to talk about the topic of this farmer's market because we don't have an indoor farmer's market and we did the very first one. We are the only one right now and I'm sure people are going to come in and copy it. This is, let me tell you, I've experienced this since I started Food Truck Bazaar. As soon as you come out with a good idea, all the little roaches come out and they do their own version. They do a version that's better. They do crappy versions that go away. But you can never have an original idea and not expect someone to not copy it. So I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. But it's important for the city because it's hot outside and your only option to buy food in a farmer's market setting is outside. And me, one of the reasons I did the market was because it's terrible. It's terrible outside in the summer. And you go to a farmer's market because you want to get out and about, but ultimately you are dying in that heat. And here we go. We have a solution. We've addressed a problem. Now, separately, I have taken the year of 2019 to... At the end of 2018, at the end of the year, you sit down and you write out your goals. You think about what you achieved last year and what you want to achieve this year. And I did not make a list of, oh, I want to do a farmer's market. Oh, I want to do Orlando Flea. I'm going to keep on doing Food Truck Bazaar. I'm going to bring my blog back. I'm going to bring my newspaper back. I'm going to Instagram at least once a day. I didn't do any of that. On purpose, my only goal for me for 2019 was to work on my mental health. And that is a different process for everybody. And for me, the process ended up being I watched YouTube videos about self-esteem. And I watched a bunch of them. And I found somebody that I clicked with. And I watched their videos. And it has... I'm not going to say like I'm happy all the time, but the way I process the world around me has changed significantly. It's changed drastically. And I don't think people can really see it, but I see it. And what this has to do with the farmer's market is this. Since I made that choice, it made the experience before, during, and after the farmer's market so much better than the three Orlando Fleas that I did, two last year and one this year. Because basically, I wasn't liking myself. I didn't like myself, all right? And when you don't like yourself and then you do something really good that's really popular that gets a ton of people, over 1,000 people every time you do it, you go, oh, I don't like myself, but now I do because I have this thing outside of myself that says, proves to other people and to yourself, hey, I'm worthy. And that is not true. And as I've learned this year. And afterwards, what that does is you have the big high during the event and for a few days after the event, because people are kind of maybe talking about your event here and there, and you get some compliments and some accolades here and there from texts and from friends. But then when they all go away and go on to the next thing, and everyone goes on about their lives, and you're left there going like, but I did this big thing. And then you just feel terrible. With my choice to take this year to focus on my mental health, I did not experience that in the slightest. Prior to the farmer's market, I told myself repeatedly that this event has nothing to do with me. This has nothing to do with my humanity. I'm going to be good whether no one shows up or everybody shows up or the world shows up. I'm going to be fine if I screw something up and the vendors can't load in, they can't load out, someone's angry. I'm going to be fine. And so while it was happening, I could actually engage with it and listen to people. And during the event, it was much more peaceful. Afterwards, since the event has nothing to do with me, my emotional roller coaster was almost gone. The day afterwards, I wasn't 100% perfect, but after the first two or three fleas, I had to go away to Magic Kingdom. I'm an annual pass holder. I had to go away to Magic Kingdom, and I had to drink, and I had to walk around the parks, and I'd walk around Epcot and just take it. I remember describing it. I just had to look at color. I had to look at color because it was so over the top and so overwhelming. And after doing three fleas and then one farmer's market, after this farmer's market, I technically did go to Magic Kingdom and I did drink, but it was later in the day. And I almost considered actually working the day after a three-month project. Sunday, June 9th, on that Monday, I considered like, oh, I could do a couple hours of work, you know, working on it. But so it was for me, it was much more pleasant. And that's so important because like it makes me want to do it again. And okay. So mental health is important. Drop everything you're doing and work on your mental health. The event was great. We had a ton of people show up. The vendors were happy. The venue was happy. The guests were happy. We had some angry guests who had to wait. Some of people were fine with the line. Some people were not. And all of those things can be addressed. So are we going to do it again? I don't know. Probably, but I don't want to say anything because I'm one of those people who like want to say, I want to give you the who, what, when, where, all the details in one blow versus saying, well, we might do it weekly, we might do it monthly, we might never do it again, we might do it quarterly. I don't know, like, let's just make one big announcement. So, Indoor Farmers Market was a success. My second story is about a post that I put on our Instagram account at The Daily City about a really cool business called Wall Crawl Orlando that's coming to Paramore. This I'm in support of. I like it. I think it's creative. I think people are going to like it. And what it is, it's 4,500 square feet, 20 Instagram backgrounds. You can go in, you can rent this space for private parties. You can go in and with your friends and get some photos taken for whatever. Maybe you have a new necklace. Maybe you have an engagement photo. Maybe you have a new outfit, you know, for the people who use Instagram frequently, probably, you know, your tweens and your teens and your millennials. Some millennials, not all millennials. But I just thought it was like a really creative idea. And I feel like it's potentially an idea that's imported from another city. Maybe the business owner saw it somewhere else and said, hey, this might be a good idea. Or it's something they made up on their own. But I mean, clearly the creators saw a need and they identified an audience. And I could tell from their website that they did their homework. So I posted the story, and I kept the story very neutral. I didn't say I liked it, didn't say I didn't like it. I used a photo from their website. And my expectations for that story were like, oh, people, oh, this is interesting. I thought people would find it like I did. Like, oh, that's really neat. Okay, moving on. No. We did get some positive comments, but we got a lot of negative comments. And I wanted to go through them and address them. So here's the first one. If this isn't the most millennial shit I've ever seen, no. Lime bikes are the most millennial shit you've ever seen. And this is why I want to punch people when they call me a millennial. We don't do shit like this, and only in Orlando would you have to pay to play. We don't do shit like this? Well, some of you do. Some of you do. I hate what our society has become. Our society has always had people with low self-esteem who need to do things to prove that they're worth something. And the creation of Instagram did not create low self-esteem. So don't blame what's happening with selfies and selfie culture on self-esteem. Self-esteem comes from inside, and people have had it for hundreds of years. A business catering to narcissists. I think that's really harsh. I mean, I understand where they're coming from potentially if you don't take pictures of yourself. But taking pictures of yourself can be healthy depending on the mental state of the person taking the picture. If their value isn't derived from the photo, then there's nothing wrong with taking pictures of yourself. I guess millennials like to spend money to take photos of themselves with their cell phones. So weird. It's an event space. It's an event space. So embarrassed to live somewhere that this exists. So sad people would even pay for this. I'm not sad. I think overall these comments are not the audience of the business. They're not people who would be partaking in this business. Maybe the way I, and I'm not either, and I'm in support of it. I support it, and I'm not the audience. But I thought to myself, well, if I had a teen or a tween daughter or a young millennial, like I could see them doing little birthday parties, little gatherings, maybe some baby showers. It's just, you know, it's a fun event space in my mind anyways that you could rent out for special events. So I'm okay with it, even though I'm not their target audience. Worst part is where it's located. It's textbook shameless gentrification. Nope. I'm going to tell you what, textless shame book gentrification Textbook shameless gentrification. Textbook shameless gentrification is the Orlando City soccer stadium. Textbook shameless gentrification is the fact that they knocked down that Amway building and didn't replace it with the homes that were knocked down to build that Amway building and turn that area back into the residential African-American neighborhood that it used to be. No, instead, they are turning it into a UCF and Valencia College campus. That is the height of textbook shameless gentrification. No, this selfie building is not. I just think to poop on a business that comes out with an idea, this is the first version of their description of their idea. And sometimes the description is clicks with people and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, maybe they'll go back and change some of the stuff on their website. I don't know. I don't think they should, because I don't think any of the commenters on our post are really the audience. And that's what it ultimately is. You know, and I'm guilty of saying things about millennials and, oh, this is so millennial. But I don't think this business is a negative. I think it's just that you're not a millennial, and maybe millennial, maybe it's the, who's before millennials or after them? Gen Z, I think. Gen X. No, I'm Gen X. It's the younger people than Gen Z. Yeah. Maybe it's for them. I don't know. But it's kind of one of those businesses that, yeah, it kind of raises a flare. It gets a lot of attention. But it'll calm down. And the people who want to participate in the business will go there and get their pictures taken. And I am not in that. It's funny because I am not in that audience. I'm not in that crowd. And I'm the first one to make fun of that stereotype of millennial. But I never got that impression from this business that it was something that was bad. I just saw, oh, you know, rent out the space, have a birthday party, great, you know, and you get, and it comes with photographers. So, all right, well, we're going to wrap it up there. It's been too long. I've talked about two topics in depth. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. For more information, go to our Instagram at The Daily City. And as always, use our hashtag, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.